I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. On lakes, you can find some days you're on a good bite, and some days you can be on a hot bite. That hot bite is when those fish are biting like crazy. How do you do that? I'll tell you, but first.
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
How do you get yourself onto a hot bite? Well, the formula is relatively simple. What you'll have is a period of very stable weather. This is where you get 4 or 5 days where the weather is exactly the same. And then all of a sudden it changes. You'll go from a high pressure to a low pressure. You'll go from a low pressure to a high pressure. It's when you've had a stable period, and that's when the fishing is usually pretty good, into a period where you have the complete opposite. I prefer it when it has been a stable period of really great weather that goes into a period of cold front or stormy weather. You don't want to be on the water if there's lightning striking and you've got heavy rains. But if you catch it right before that, you're probably going to be into what is known as the hot bite or a peak bite, and it's caused by that weather-changing pattern. Once that hot bite is over, well then, you just have to wait for the next one. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.